It is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Hey, good friend of the show and one of my good mates, very funny man. Also, one of the two writers we have on the front bar, which is coming
Excellent.
Back very
oh, that's
soon.
Good news.
Out in front of the football season, which is almost upon us. It's Adam Rosenbarks. How are you, Adam?
I'm very good, Kennedy Malloy. How are you guys?
Very good. Have your footy season's coming up? Have you been following it? Are you getting your eye in? Have you heard about this bonk ban? Is this coming across your desk at all, AFL players?
I'm excited about the bonk ban. I was reading that if you get COVID-19, you get a fine. If you get anything else, you get a rash.
That's about it in a nutshell, I would say.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the guys who are on the hub on the Gold Coast, you know, because like as a toolie, trust me, COVID-19 is the least of your worries.
But also, if you're on a bonk ban, why be in the Gold Coast, which is like, you know, that's the hardest place in the world.
The home of it. You know what I reckon? I reckon they should go the other way and actually encourage the players to get out there bonking. So, like, if a player gets to 100, the crowd runs on and pats him on the back.
You know what they should do? And that's not a bad theory. They should all get out there and bonk their brains out until they achieve what I call herd immunity.
That's the perfect way to do it.
And cut one from the herd.
Adam, I was just going to say, I've heard a rumour that you might have found a lost child, and it fills me with fear and trepidation, to be frank.
It is true. I don't still have him.
Well, that's a rumour.
Basically, I was playing golf on Friday, so I'm in Victoria. It was the first time we'd been allowed out for months to play golf. Yeah. And so I just played the first hole and was walking with my mate to the second hole, and it goes on a bit of a path. It's a public course. We're not all like Mick. We can't all just live on a private podcast.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah. I've never actually been invited to play golf down with Mick. The only thing I get invited to is to watch the Richmond Grand Final replays at 1 a.m.
It's on as we speak.
I don't doubt that.
So you're playing golf, and what happens? A kid runs out, or what happens?
Yeah, so we're walking to the next hole, and there was a kid on his bike, and he said, oh, excuse me, I've lost my mummy.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I was, like, heartbroken. I remember thinking on the second tee, I hope he finds it.
Right, so you really last put in there, did you?
My actual first thought, Jane, was, this is going to ruin my golf day. Like, this is...
That's a typical
thought. Please tell me,
I swear this is true. At my golf club, and this is a few years ago, the guys were on the 17th, and one of the playing group had a heart palpitation and dropped to the ground.
Oh.
He had a heart attack. They flew a chopper onto the fairway and put him on, and they said to his mates, do you want to get in the chopper and come with your friends? And they go, yeah, no, we might just finish because they were playing really good rounds.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing. You're on the 7th. We'll just see this out. We'll meet him down there, which is a good story.
Which I get. So I don't have kids, so I didn't quite know what to do because he was really young. He was aged between like 5 and maybe 15. I can't really tell ages.
You're very good with children, clearly, Rosie.
I'm very good. And so I thought I'll ask him some questions just to try and get a gauge of what was going on because he was very casual about it because, you know, like, When you're little and you lose sight of your parents, that's like the worst thing in the world. Like, you think you're going to die, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the only worse feeling than that is, you know, when you went to grab your mum or dad's hand and it wasn't your mum or dad? Remember that?
Dave, you're lucky. You seem to remember that.
Very much.
Done many times. You'd like, you'd look down and go, Dad doesn't wear those kind of shoes. And then you look up and you're like, Dad's not Somalian. This is not So I said to him, I was just like, so, well, which way were you going, mate? Because he was just stationary on the bike. And he said, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, were you in front of your mum or were you behind your mum? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, God. And I was like, so what suburb are you in? So I could kind of get a gauge of how far he'd gone or whatever. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, I reckon she's lost you on purpose, mate. You're a bitch. Like, she's ridden off to start again.
Right. She's dumped him like a dog.
She has dumped him. And so we kind of stood there for a minute, and then another couple of women walked past, and they're like, is everything okay? And we sort of said, he's lost his mum. And then she was just like another, say, 70 metres down the path. So I think of what happened was she had ridden off, and he was just dawdling and just got lost in his own world. And then because she was very, you know, unconcerned, she just kind of looked down the track. He rode off to where him. That was the end of it. I was like, oh,
you didn't get the big reunion you wanted. You didn't want that.
No.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. My child's been missing.
She didn't care one little bit. She's just like, oh, I'll dickhead up the path and go missing again.
Pretty good way to meet women, though, wouldn't it? Returning them their kids.
You're
lost
right.
Kids.
Yeah, it's yeah. If it happened
we're not,
more than once, Mickey, I think you could be in trouble. You know what? That's not the first time I've had a lost kid involved with me either.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not my fault again. I was on a tram and I was going into the city and there was a mum there at the tram stop when the tram pulled up with her two little boys. And the tram pulls up and one of the little boys jumped on. And then the mum went to grab like a bag and the other little kid. And as the doors, as she turned around, the door shut and the tram just took off and left this little boy on the tram.
Oh,
so I had to look after another little kid a second time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling Ryan, the cops. I'm sticking to this.
We might be seeing you in court sometime soon. I would suggest. Hey, yeah, mate, we're nearly out of time. I just want to ask you quickly, have you managed to get out of isolation yet? I know you like a drink. Have you had a drink? What have you been doing?
I managed to go out for a dinner party on Saturday night, and I paid for the price for that on Sunday, and I was very happy. I didn't get into the fireball, Dave.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Mate.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. Yeah.
I'm not
a connoisseur like some
Neither
of us.
Neither am
you know?
I.
What is it that you're partial to at the moment?
I mean, a Bacardi Breeze is kind of nice. Why don't you get into the pink ones
are
good this time
you?
Of year.
Bacardi Breezer.
Really? That's
okay, someone's going to see you with a Bacardi Breezer holding hands with a little kid, and they're going to go, that guy is no good. Hey, Adam, have you got anything to plug? Are you out? No gigs, obviously. Are you doing any of these Zoom conferences or anything like that? You got a podcast out?
I've got the Junk Time AFL podcast. If anyone's interested in footy and a laugh, check that out.
Awesome.
Good on you,
Good
mate.
On you.
Thanks for always
Great
a pleasure
talk.
To catch up. And I'll be seeing you at the front bar very soon.
Looking forward to it, mate. See you guys.